One. Seven things you didn't know you need to know. I'm Ciara Revins and this is the Standout 7 Ireland edition.
In the next 7 minutes or so, we look back on a week that saw the HSE continue to struggle with overcrowding in emergency departments. Some signs of hope in the Northern Ireland talks process. Joe Biden in trouble over classified documents. And the passing of one of the greatest guitarists of all time. Grab a cuppa and get up to speed in just about 7 minutes. This is the Standout 7 from the Smart 7 Ireland edition. And don't forget to hit the follow button to get daily updates at 7 a.m. This week has seen the HSE struggle with a so-called perfect storm of RSV, flu and COVID-19. That has meant we're back to counting how many people are on trolleys in emergency departments, and former Director General of the HSE, Tony O'Brien, says that unfortunately overcrowding in the HSE during January is a permanent feature of the healthcare system. He thinks that the entire system needs changing.
But it doesn't matter how much money you put in. If you don't create the context in which the capacity of the system matches the needs of the population, and I'm summarising that now down to beds, doctors, nurses, other healthcare professionals, then the system cannot function effectively.
Aside from the backlog in emergency departments, people are also asked not to stockpile medicines by the Health Products Regulatory Authority, as over 200 popular over-the-counter medicines are low or out of stock across the country. The shortage is due to the current winter surge in illnesses, including bronchial infections, strep throat and respiratory viruses. 40% of the medicines currently only have one supplier, and Sandra Gannon, Managing Director of Azure Pharmaceuticals, says that's part of the problem.
For antibiotics, for paracetamol, we should not be relying on one single source. But if something happens with that factory or their active ingredient supplier, then it effectively leaves the market short of medicine.
As if that wasn't enough bad news on the medical front, there were warnings that things may get worse as the new variant of COVID, XBB 1.5, or Kraken as it's become known, has now been identified in Ireland. Professor of Experiment Immunology at Trinity College, Kingston Mills, says the new variant is likely to become the dominant strain.
The big issue around it is that it's quite different to Omicron. So people who've got infected with the original Omicron are less likely to protect it through immunity generated with it because it's moved so far away from it. The vaccines are still working against it, especially the bivalent variations that are now available.
Taoiseach Leo Varadkar and Taoiseach Micheál Martin both travelled to the north on Thursday for a round of talks with the Northern Parties and the UK's Northern Ireland Secretary. Foreign Minister Micheál Martin met with Chris Heaton-Harris and was sounding cautiously optimistic.
I think it's important that both the EU negotiating team and the UK government's negotiating team are given space to continue to work and to continue to make progress.
The Northern Ireland Protocol remains a huge issue, but there are some signs of progress as EU and UK negotiators continue to work. Chris Heaton-Harris wasn't giving much away though.
There's still a way to go. There is definitely still a way to go, but we're talking in good faith, and as I stand here now, there are talks going on.
The Taoiseach Leo Varadkar met with the Northern Parties, who also had a visit from UK Labour leader Sir Keir Starmer. Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald says it's important that the talks continue and build momentum.
It's now on everyone in political leadership and political life to grasp this opportunity to bring matters to a conclusion.
Russia's war in Ukraine continued this week with fierce fighting around the town of Solidar in the Donetsk region. Two British aid workers went missing this week, Andrew Bagshaw and Chris Parry, with Russia's Wagner Group reporting they found a body late on Thursday. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky spoke via Zoom at the Golden Globe ceremony on Tuesday after an introduction from actor and activist Sean Penn. Zelensky says the tide is turning.
There will be no third world war. It is not a trilogy. Ukraine will stop the Russian aggression on our land. We will make it together with a whole free world.
Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin has made another change of leadership, firing the so-called General Armageddonist Sergei Surovikin, who was appointed in October and has been responsible for the attacks on Ukrainian infrastructure. The new chief will be Valery Gerasimov, and President Putin was busy reassuring Russians that reinforcements are on the way.
We will increase our defense capabilities. No doubt, we will solve all problems related to providing armed forces and the units involved in the special military operation.
But the deputy head of the main operational department of Ukraine's army, Oleksiy Hormov, says it's a sign things aren't going well.
We put some measures in place to protect patients because of significant patient safety concerns we had due to the congestion of patients in our emergency departments. So we expect those to continue for a matter of weeks.
And there's no good news for Putin on the horizon, according to Robin Niblett, the former director of Chatham House.
While we're acknowledging the huge efforts of our staff, we know these things are not sustainable. Staff are exhausted. So we do need to see what has worked really well and then over time what can be sustained.
As it was on the agenda on Tuesday, as the government met with the building industry to discuss how to solve the ongoing crisis. On the table for discussion between the Taoiseach, senior cabinet members and experts in the construction industry was the issue of high rents, a lack of affordable housing and targets around new bills. Minister for Housing Dara Bryan said the government targets were challenging but that their plan was working.
It's a fully funded, multi-annual funded plan. It's across government, it has its agreement across government and it is delivering.
Speaking after the meeting, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar admitted that rental costs are out of line with Europe and that the average house costs 7 or 8 times an annual salary. He defended the government's current plan to address the crisis and said that homelessness was his first priority.
We have 70,000 units that are already through planning and we need to make sure that they go to construction this year and if not this year, certainly next year. Want to see us turn the tide on rising homelessness this year. Want to see the numbers fall and fall sustainably.
Still to come this Smart 7 Ireland edition, Joe Biden's in hot water and the Irish clean up the Golden Globes. Right after this. Welcome back.
In the US, someone's been caught with classified documents, and for once, it's not Donald Trump. President Joe Biden stored classified documents from the Obama era when he was vice president at a Washington office. They were discovered in November and turned over to the National Archives. But now more have been uncovered in his garage in Wilmington, Delaware, as US attorney John Lausch has been investigating. Joe seems pretty calm about it, though.
I take classified documents and classified material seriously. We're cooperating fully and completely with the Justice Department's review. And by the way, my Corvette's in a locked garage, okay? So it's not like you're sitting out in the street.
But with a major investigation going into Donald Trump's classified collection, Attorney General Merrick Garland really didn't have a choice about what to do next.
Based on Mr. Lausch's initial investigation, I concluded that under the special counsel regulations, it was in the public interest to appoint a special counsel.
Tuesday night saw the return of the Golden Globes Awards in Los Angeles with big winners for Irish movie Banshee of Inisherin. After 2 years of controversy, which saw criticism over ethical lapses and lack of diversity in the awards and the judges, the Hollywood Foreign Press Association was back with a reboot of the glamorous event. The 80th ceremony did see a more diverse set of winners, with Zendaya for her role in the second season of Euphoria, Abbott Elementary's Quinta Brunson and Kihu Kwan from Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. As predicted, Irish movie Banshees of Inisherin was a big winner on the night, with awards for Best Actor for Colin Farrell, Best Screenplay for Martin McDonagh, and the big award of the night for Best Film, Musical or Comedy. But the award for Best Speech of the Night has to go to Jennifer Coolidge, who made White Lotus director Mike White cry in a good way. Here she is.
I just want you all to know that I had such big dreams and expectations as a younger person, but what happened was they get sort of fizzled by life or whatever. And you know, I thought I was going to be Queen of Monaco, even though someone else did it. But I had these giant ideas. Mike White, you have given me hope for just, you've given me a new beginning. Even this is the end, because you did kill me off, but it doesn't matter, because even if this is the end, you sort of changed my life in a million different ways. And my neighbors are speaking to me, things like that.
The man described as the greatest guitarist of all time, Jeff Beck, has died. He played with the Yardbirds and then the Jeff Beck Group and famously had his fingers and thumb insured for £7 million. His agent said he had contracted bacterial meningitis and he died suddenly on Tuesday, aged 78. Tributes flooded in from across the music world from names like Mick Jagger, Rod Stewart, Jimmy Page and Johnny Marr. Here he is performing with Stevie Wonder at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Rest in peace, Jeff.
Smart 7 Ireland Edition. Wherever you're listening, do us a favour and hit the follow button. We're back Monday morning at 7 a.m. Have yourselves a great weekend.
Written, produced and published by Daft Doris.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hi, this is Kira from the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Just to let you know, we're pausing this podcast from Friday, the 25th of August, but you can still get up to speed in just 7 minutes if you search the Smart 7 and catch up with our UK edition. Thanks for listening.